Simon Tov Kuf Pei Aleph. Then you may tachdun and be Rosh Hashanah. Okay, we're starting Hillel's Rosh Hashanah. Aleph, Negim Lokum Bashmaris Lar Mesichus with tachdun and be Rosh Kredish Elul and be Eilith Adam Kippur. The minig is to get up according to the minig of the Sardim, is you start Slichus same in the early morning, Bashmaris being the early morning, starting from Rosh Kredish Elul all the way through Yom Kippur. So they say it for the whole 40 days. So the Ramah points out that that's the minig of the Sephardim. However, the minig of Bnei Ashkenaz is not like that. We start blowing the shofar from Rosh Chodesh from the first day of Elul and onward, which is the second day of Rosh Chodesh Elul. The first day of Rosh Chodesh Elul really is the last day of Av. But from the first from the first day of Elul and onwards, we blow the shofar after the davening. In the morning, and some blow the shofar in the evening also. We start getting up early to say slichas, starting from the Yom Rishon before Rosh Hashanah. If Rosh Hashanah falls out to be on Yom Sheni or Yom Shlishi, Rosh Hashanah can fall out on Yom Sheni and Yom Shlishi. It can fall out on Yom Hei or Shabbos. It can fall out 4 days of the week. Not the first day, not the fourth day, not the sixth day, the second, the third, the fifth, and Shabbos. So if it falls out to be on Sheni or Shlishi, then Maskilim Yom Rishon Shavua Shalafana. Then we go back a week earlier and we start not on the Yom Rishon before Shoshana, but the Yom Rishon of the week beforehand.
What's
Ashmaris? Ashmaris means the getting up. Ashmaris literally means watch.
Right.
So it's referring to the Mark is referring to that the Ashmaris Adarker was the early the morning watch was started very early in the morning. We do not say that a novel has a right to go out to join in for the slichas. So whenever we say a large amount of slichas, so over there we're going to allow the oval to join the tzibur, even if he has to leave his house to join for that purpose. Okay. It's preferable to get the Sheikh Tzibur who's going to leave the Slichas and in general going to be the Sheikh Tzibur for the Yom Neroyim. To find a person who is befitting of the position to be the one who represents Klal Yisrael. B'Shav Shalim said the best thing you can find. She spells Slichas Yom Neroyim. She should be at least 30 years old. He should be married. Miu, call yourself Ksherim him. But the Mike Meeker that any person is kosher to be the Sheikh Zibur. Rakshi Marutza the call as long as the people agree that he should be the person who represents them.
You finished the Tanis walk?
Avali Mispala Bukhazoko Bukhazko. If he takes possession of the Amud against people's will, it's called Bukhazko. By forcing his way in. Ain Odin Akhar of Amain. He does not have a Sheikh Sibur. If he does not have a Sheikh Sibur, you don't answer Amain to his brachas. Furthermore, he has to have in mind, he might see everybody in the Tzibur for the Tefillah. If he has something in the community he does not like. And he thinks that he'll be a smart guy. So you know what? He might say the whole tzibur except for that guy. The law is gam oyavav enam yoytzim betfiloso. It doesn't work for anybody. The sheikh tzibur who's excluding somebody is not a sheikh tzibur, and therefore nobody is yotzer derchi of tefila of the sheikh tzibur with this person. There's a minute some people have. The person who daven for the yom of his slichas continues to daven shachar zemincha. Because once he's done for the Abed, we suggest you to continue to do the mitzvahs available. Okay. So, the Mishibur, a lot of Mishibur over here. Aleph. Noigim Lokim Bashmaris. So first he has an introduction. The several Laila HaKadosh Baruch Hu shot by Elohim Hazeh Vu Eis Ratzon. Because that will say that this is the time HaKadosh Baruch Hu is, as it were, is floating through the world, means it's available. And it's a time of Ratzon. And the reason why the Shulchan Aruch says the minig is Rosh Chodesh. So what happened was Klal Yisrael after the Chet Egel, the Tshuva, Moshe Rabbeinu returns to Har Sinai to accept the second, receive the second Luchas. So the Pirkei Avot says, "Eviru shofar b'machane, they blew a shofar b'machane, Moshe olav lahor." So Yitzu Oyed Achar Vadazora. So Klai saw the tshuva then, and they made a strong attempt to prevent the Yitzhar from taking advantage of them a second time. And actually, the picture of Blazer says that when they came to the last day, they were so scared of what happened last time that they made a 24-hour fast, and they davened to Kodesh Baruch Hu. Moshe Rabbeinu comes down, and that day was Yom Kippur. So it means that Yom Kippur, they were fasting Yom Kippur, even before the Tzibui to fast in Yom Kippur, they fasted on their own in Yom Kippur. And the Mershom says that Chayecha, we're going to get, this day will be designated as the day of Slicha for Klal Yisrael. The heavy Eitz Ratzon, and therefore, because Klal Yisrael did do that, it's looked at as a time of Ratzon that we can connect to Kodesh Baruch. Therefore, the Swarim say Slichas every day for the whole month of Elul and the Asherah Mitzvah. We get smart to Mikra, which is smart to support this idea that Elul is a time where Kodesh Baruch is more accessible. It says Ani the Doidi, V'Doidi Li is Rosh Hashanah Elul. So Aleph Ani Lamed the Doidi, Vav from V'Doidi, and Li is Lamed against its Elul. The Sefer Tevis is Oyler Arboyim. We take the end of those four words is Yod 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 Ani L'Doidi B'Doidi Li. So that's 40. So you see that the 40 days are the days where Ani L'Doidi and Doidi Li. Can Arboyim Yoyim Shemesh Chodesh Elah Yom Kippur? Kibelo Arboyim Yoyim Hatshuba Mekubelis Li Yos Li By Korav Al Doidoi Hatshuba Kodesh Baruch Hu is. Allows us to be more himself to be more accessible. We can get close to him. Was the korabu the kamashu bosa meyav, and then the version reaches out to accept the tshuva. But oid semach mikro. There's another esmato umol Hashem lakecho. Hashem will remove the covering over your heart. Es levavcha ve es levav. So we darshan es is an aleph, levavcha is a lamed, ve es is a vav, levav is a lamed. So it's elul again. Rosh Tevis elul. Okay, so the meaning was to get up to say Sichis, Marash Kaddish, Elevate. Marash Kaddish, Guba, Enam, and Sichis, not Marash Kaddish itself, but afterwards. Okay, let me tell him, call Elam, and Tachalim, Yeratzon, in the house of Marash Kaddish. Similar to the meaning that they say extra Tillim during Elam, Marash Hashanah, says Mitchuba in your paper, and they have a Yeratzon, so you don't say the Yeratzon. So that whole process of Bakasha, you start a day after Rosh Chodesh. It's not a day which is designated for the function of Slichas, etc. Okay. Adam Kippurim. Regular the Zen of Rosh Chodesh Elul, Adam Kippurim, Lerma B'chol Yoyim, Acher, Gemar, Hatfila, Mizmor, the Dabi, Hashem, Eri, V'yishin. Boiker, Vorerif. Morning, and evening. Now, actually, there are some people who have many going to say it in the morning, but most, the three minhagim that I know of, probably more, right? One is that you say it's shachris and mincha. That's what the Nusach Svar does. Some say shachris and arvis, which is what Minhag Ashkenaz does. Some say you say shachris only. Kaddish is, and after adding on that capital tilum, you say another Kaddish. Well, so now, this is Til Yom Kippur. We actually stand the addition of Adabra Shem Uri, Yishi, past Yom Kippur, through Sukkot until Shemini Atzeres, including Shemini Atzeres. You don't say it in Simchas Torah. The Gnerus is only stop on Hoshana Rabbah.
After Hoshana Rabbah?
No, Hoshana Rabbah is the last day in Eretz Yisrael. So they say it's Tashmin Yatzeris on a regular day in the morning. If it's Musaf, you say it's you say it after you take before you take the Sefer Torah. So we're going to say it at the end of davening. So he just said that really the correct time to say it on a day with his musab is after tefillah shachris. So there's no conflict between Borchi Nafshi and Adavin, because Borchi Nafshi you say after musab, Adavin you say after shachris. However, he points out that some people do not have that meaning. Some people say the Dovid after Musaf. So now I want to know what takes precedence. Does Borchi Nafshi take precedence, or does the Dovid Shemar B'Yishi take precedence? So he says Borchi Nafshi goes first. This is all based on the rule of Tadar Shana Tadar, Tadar Kaidim. So Shir Shayim is every day, the whole year. This is only for 1 month.
What's the full phrase?
Sorry?
What's the full phrase? Tadar.
Tadir, Mishenu Tadir, Tadir Kaidir. So something which is regular and something which is not as regular, the one which is regular goes first. So that applies to Borchi Nafshi. And it applies to Shir Shayot. Both of those have it in with Tadir compared to Ludovic. So you say Borchi Nafshi first. Or Shir Shayim first, or Shir Shayim and Borchi Nafshi first, and then afterwards you say the W. Our minhag is to blow the shofar Mishkan Yisraelich. Yesh Meschilim Miyam Rishon Rosh Chodesh, Yesh Meschilim Miyam Sheni Rosh Chodesh. Some start from the first day of Rosh Chodesh, some start from the second day of Rosh Chodesh. Chen Kosev B'Sidur Derech HaChaim. And that's the Sidur Derech HaChaim says you start from the second day. Yesh Meschilim B'Chol Boiker Acher HaTfilah. There's a minig to say Tanaka Pitach of Tillim every morning after the Havanah. The of Yimei Achol. So now, if you do that, after 15 days, you finish all of Tillim. So you basically finish Tillim twice during Elul. He's referring to the following, that if you look at some Tehillim, they have printed their tefillah that a person says before he starts saying Tehillim. So he says after he says Tehillim. So over there the language is referring to saying a complete sefer Tehillim. There's five Svarim in Tehillim. You look at many versions of the Sefer Tehillim have them divided up into five. So if you look at many Sefer Tehillim, you'll find various different divisions. You'll have the amount of Tehillim you say for each day of the month marked off, the amount of Tehillim that you say for the days of the week, marked off. But besides that, those were really not a halachically of Tillim. It's just, you know, somebody made a convention. It's a great idea to say it every day, etc. So they marked off an amount. You want to do a different, there's no problem with that. But besides that, intrinsic to Tillim, they marked off five Sifrei Tillim. Tillim is divided into five. This is from David HaMelech. It's divided into five sections. So since we're not saying a full sefer, we say in the tefillah, you just say b'schus memory tilim shekaran. It's supposed to b'schus sefer of tilim, because it's not all sefer.
Not supposed to say b'schus.
So yesh lomer came shein on the armor and say b'shalom yesh lomer b'schus memory tilim shekaran lofanav. Achi wrote to armor kaddish. We may in a ser b'shas emiris the tilim and mamtinim al echad shiashim emenu. So if there were not 10 people there when you said to the tilim, and you're waiting for the 10, so that situation, you're waiting for the 10th person. The correct thing to do is to leave one tilim, one capital of tilim over. And then when the 10th man comes, everybody reads that capital. So you have, as a minion, all we have the people's davening together, and then the tichiyev kaddish. Whereas the seder, which if you would finish everything off, so what do you say kaddish on? We finish everything off 10 minutes ago. Then all the guy walks in, oh, kaddish! Kaddish on what? So he's just leaving over the last capital in that situation. So he suggests that you get it in three times, twice during the pace of basically 10 capital a day times 15 days, and then again. You pick up the pace, allowing you to complete it during Shemichuba before you get to Erev Yom Kippur. So it's basically 8 days. Okay.
Did you say that David divided up the tefillin in five?
There's indications that David was the one who made the division.
So the kolo tefillas David ben Yishai, like that's
right. That's the end of a sefer.
That's one. Yeah, so he.
That's the end of.
That's what you think of David's the one who did it. It wasn't some printer later on.
No. Okay. Learn my sleepers. So we say slichas. Okay, one point over here, which they bring up in Dishma Shabur, is the correct time to say slichas. So when's the right proper time to say it? So over here it talks about saying Bashmar Sabarker. You should simply wait for early morning. And that's what, you know, we do most of slichas, we say slichas early morning. And preferably, the Mishnah Berurah says that they say it early morning, around the, you know, before the time of it's getting starting to get light. The Maisa, so what about saying it earlier? So before Chatzos, you can't say it. Why not? Because halachically, there's no problem with it. You're saying it on that day? Dark that day, you're saying slichas on that day. The problem that you encounter is apikabola, the first half of the night is considered din, meat of din. Meat of din is misgaber. And it's not a time to make a kashrus of slicha and tachanunim because it's the time of din. We don't say slichas on Rosh Hashanah. We say slichas on Yom Kippur. It's the time of rachamim. Sunday of Chatzos and onwards is the time of the meat of rachamim. So saying it before Chatzos would be improper to do because that's not the right time. That seems to be the consensus amongst the poskim. Question: is it possible to do it any earlier?
When wouldn't be the proper time to say it?
9 or 10 o'clock.
Before Chatzos.
Proper time is after Chatzos. It's not proper than beforehand.
Right. Would be.
Okay. So, in other words, there's someone who suggests a different shot that it's no issue to say it beforehand, just it's not effective. It's as effective as it would be afterwards. So, a person who has a shot of tzad would have to say it beforehand, so suddenly you can't say that you're giving away the Shabbat, I mean, which is the two primary issues which they grapple with, saying it before Chatzos. One is that you give me the Shirachim, the Haftacha Shein HaTezus Reikam. It doesn't exist because it's a time of din. So that the Bereshit have promised that it won't it'll always be effective. It's not as effective at that point in time. And the second concern is, when we say Vidui, so when you say Vidui, so like we say in the Vidui HaGadol, or the Ben Nissim Grand, he says that the version's bezin is not like any other bezin. Any other bezin, you walk in and you admit your guilt. So you're slammed for it. So the version is bezin, you admit your guilt. And you're bother, because you did tshuva and you're willing to recognize the fact that you did it, you go with that route. The version says, great, I'm happy. However, for Chatzos, the version says, midas adin. Now that you admitted it, let's, you know. So by vidui, you're as it were, being ma'ur, midas adin. Similar issue we have with saying Tachanun. So we're meant to say Tachanun after, when it's Lila. So you don't say Tachanun when it's Lila because the way the Mefarshim understand the process of saying Tachanun is a form of asking for mercy from Hashem. But how does it work? When it actually works is the opposite. It says, I walk in and I say, I've done something wrong. So I'm asking for judgment. The person says, oh, since you present yourself and ask for judgment, therefore I'm going to pardon you. So, b'yayim, that's true. But it's b'tfilas alayla, which is the time of the midas adinim miskaberis, it seems to be, the person is inclined at a point in time to judge things through the midas adin. So, asking, admitting guilt doesn't generate a response of, since you've asked and admitted your guilt, I pardon you, but rather it says, okay, so let's look at your case. So you don't want to say Tachanun after when it's Lila because of that concern.
What, your case?
So now, when you talk about that halacha, it's in the person's file in Shemayim, right? It's a big fat file. They don't use computers over there. You know, they have like the whole system of filing. Go back to the cabinet, put out the fire. Eli Reingold has every aveira that he did over there, every mitzvah that he did over there, all the impact that he made, the good, the bad, everything like that. Say, pull out the file and say, you know, is there something wrong? He says, yeah, you're right, there's something wrong. And you deserve to be punished. Or they say, oh, since you've admitted, we're going to forgive you. So you want to try and stack the deck that it should work, that there should be forgiveness. Now, however, like, how late is late? So, Mashmoz, I think if the Chayon, if I recall correctly, was that even after Shkia, a person should no longer say Tachan. So you have a case, you're davening Mincha, and Nisach, it's supposed to Mincha, and they got to Tachan after Shkia, you shouldn't say Tachan. And I think with the Rosh Hashanah is also Mashmoz like that, if I recall correctly. My Seminar Elam is a few minutes going after Shkia, we're leaning for the first few minutes after Shkia. It's not a sake that it's still yarn. There's two possibilities that it's still considered yarn the first 10 minutes or so. During that time, saying Tachanun, it's not seen the problem. There's a minute about Chassidim, Tzibadav Kadav Mincha late, not to say Tachanun. Right? So some people think it's a very strange minute, you know, some that only say Tachanun. Chassidim don't have a problem saying Tachanun, they're very good at saying Tachanun, they actually can say it better than I could. But since the way Tachanun works is by asking for midas adin, the person walks in the Bereshit's judgment and says, I am here and there's something wrong and I would like you to punish me. That's what we say. That's how it's understood in the Zohar. So that's what you're doing. So even beyond that, there is an element of danger over there by doing such a thing. So they would prefer not to say Tachanun. If they have any excuse not to say Tachanun, they don't say Tachanun for that reason. So that something late, or not to have an excuse, in order to have an excuse on the Tachanun. So I think the minute that came to say Dav Mincha late, but Chassidim was Badavka, not to be able to remove Tachanun. Now, earlier in the day, that they don't have that excuse, so usually they find the Yotzei Sam Rebbe, and then that's where she's on Tzitachon. There's actually a calendar, if you want to look it up. There's a calendar which Tamar puts out. It has printed on it every single day of the year. You're at a different Rebbe, so you always have an excuse not to say that.
Others, Menachas Elazar says you only don't say it if it's a tzaddik, but also ha'ir.
Right.
It's not all chassidim.
So
it's everybody.
Yes, yeah, he's a little more focused. Yeah. I remember my first exposure to that. I remember I went to Yerk for a chasna, and we drove through the night and we got into a shul, which now is a very big shul. It's called Landau Shul. In those days, it was a little dinky. This is 1974. It's 40 years ago. It was a little dinky house. If you better can describe it, it wasn't a house. It was like a trailer, you know, stuck into, extended off of a house, like a shed, with a tree growing in the middle of it. We came in time for chakras and they didn't say talk to him. I said, "What's wrong with talk to him?" So the guy said, "Was high? Was ready to go?" What? Yeah. Took me out three times. I feel like he was saying, "Moshe Rabbeinu's yortzeit." Okay. He said, "Therefore what?" You know, litvak that I was. So, I mean, I had no idea what he was talking about. I'd never heard him not saying talk to him on Moshe Rabbeinu's yortzeit. Okay. Now,
it was seventh of Ahad.
The seventh of Ahad, that's when it was. Yeah. Lamer Slithis.
That's when Moshe Rabbeinu was the art.
So we got a bar shmurz, Lamer Slithis, Dal. Raf Yachin Yachin Lamer Isom Shein Behem Yukum Midas. Lamer Isom Shein Behem Yukum Midas. Even an individual person without a tzibur can say the part of the Slithis does not have the Yukum Midas. So Yachin Yachin Yukum Midas, the Dal Yukum Midas. If you have there listed the Yerubimidus of Hashem, that requires a minyan, you would skip those words. In general, we have a rule that the malachim are not offer to take in tefillahs, which are said the Loshan Aramis. They don't bring those in. So there's Malachim, Shemayim, your job is to bring in the tefillahs. They don't respond to tefillahs said in Targum in Aramaic. For Tzibra, there's no need for Malachim. So Tzibra can say tefillahs in the Aramaic. However, a Yachid will not say the tefillahs are said in Aramaic, as he calls them, Moshe Targum. Ma'achei, Ma'asei, Umarim, the Bishmael. No yomer kashen shal minyan asor. So those with no minyan of 10 people, we don't say those. That's relevant, by the way, for Yukum Perka, Shabbos morning, person daughter myself yachidus. Do not say the first two paragraphs of Yukum Perka because they're said in Aramaic.
Last,
the third paragraph is said in Hebrew. However, the third paragraph is talking about this kahal. So if you're not with the kahal, so. What are you talking about? So that we basically, the person down here does not say any of the paragraphs of Yukum Perka. The first one is not referring to this call, it's referring to people who learn Torah wherever they are, etc. So what's the problem? Yeah, but it's in Aramaic, so it doesn't work. Okay. Each paragraph of a slicha, when we start off with the Damin. The Bakasha to Kadosh Baruch Hu, Chutz Misicha Shar Maschil B'Shem Echad Mishmosh Shul Kadosh Baruch Hu. Except for a Sicha which starts to build on Hashem's names, so you do not need to add Hashem's name at the beginning. Kosev Abu Dhraham. In the paragraph before Hashem's Yudgim Amidus, so we call the pasuk why you grow up Hashem Hashem. So, Vayavar Hashem Apanah Vayikro, but it says Vayikro B'Shem Hashem, that phrase, Yesh Lahavsik Mat Bein B'Shem U'Bein Hashem. Vayikro B'Shem Hashem. So you pause a little bit between those two words. Yimei Minyan B'Eis Amir is Ashrei. So there's not a minyan there when you start Ashrei at the beginning of Slichas. Yermar Slichas, you'll stay Slichas. Kshivoy Minyan, Yermar Kadosh B'Yam Slichas. So you continue with the paragraph of Chacham at Stokum and the paragraph of Shemaya Tefilah, and eventually when the minyan comes, you'll say Kaddish at that point in time. When you get the minyan, you should say three psukim out loud and then say Kaddish. The opposite, some people left early. You don't have a minion anymore. So you would say that the Kaddish afterwards, even though you don't have a minion. That's the general rule. If we started a Maisa, a Seder with Tefillah, with the minion properly, as we're supposed to, and we lost the minion before the end, that doesn't make a difference. We still say, so for, let's say for the Chazor Shashat, we said, Tamash Munasi with the minion, Sar Chazor Shashat with the minion, and then somebody left. So Loch is, you finish off all of Chazor Shashat, you say the Kati Kaddish after Tachanun, and you say the Kaddish Sholem after Ulan Tzin. You do not say the Kaddish Yosef is not the people. That you would say after Elena and after Shoshal Yom, that the Kaddish, which is Tiskav, which is going back on Shemar Esrei, you started with 10 people. So you would finish off, including the Kaddish Tiskav. So same thing over here, we'll say the Kaddish Tiskav at the end of the Slichus.
Well, you have a short pause between Shem and Shem.
He says because otherwise it looks like the correct way of reading the Pasuk is that Hashem called out and announced the following points. So Vayikra B'Shem, who called out B'Shem? Hashem called out B'Shem. Wasn't it? You called out the name of Hashem. Vayikra B'Shem was referring to Kadosh Baruch Hu spoke, not Moshe. So Vayikra B'Shem, and he called out B'Shem, meaning over here, making a declaration of his presence. Who did that? Hashem did that. So that's the correct understanding of the Pasuk. That's why it's called Vayikra B'Shem, Kama Hashem. Okay. So when do we start Seichus? We have Rishon Shlichim Rosh Hashanah, Rosh Lomer Yom Rishon Shalshua Shechal Shlichim Rosh Hashanah. So the Yom Rishon of the week before Rosh Hashanah. So Rosh Hashanah falls out on a Thursday night, a Wednesday night. So that week you would start
Ashkenaz,
or if Rosh Hashanah falls out on Shabbos, we start out the Yom Rishon of that week. If, however, Rosh Hashanah falls out on Beis or Gimel, we start the week beforehand. Now, why do we do that? Shem Shaharban is always giving me sanos to Sar Yamim. In Yom Kippur, there's a million people have to fast for 10 days, including Yom Kippur. So Yom Kippur is the 10th of the 10 days. There's always going to be 4 days missing. You don't fast on Rosh Hashanah itself, it's 2 days. You do not fast on Shabbos, you do not fast on Erev and Kippur. So of your 10 days of Shem Shuvah, you only get 6 days if you're able to fast. There's a minute to fast 10 days. So what do? You fast 4 days before Rosh Hashanah to complete the minion of the 10 days of fasting. So we want those 4 days to be during the time of Slichus. Therefore, well, so good. So if you want to do 4 days beforehand, what do you do then? The answer is you'll do them during the days of Slichus. So we created Slichus to correspond to this minig. Therefore, that's one reason why we have the 4 days. The second explanation why we have 4 days. So the law is that when they remark a carbon of the seber, being a yachin, a carbon musaf, whatever it was, not carbon yachin, a carbon tomid, or the carbon musaf, so the animal which was used, you had to check if it has any mum. They would do that 4 days prior. So they would always have animals which were ready to go. They are in a special place. The Mishmitah ready to be taken to use their kabbalas. So those were checked 4 days prior. So, well, Rosh Hashanah is a day which we're going to be the korban. How do you see that? Because it says by all of the yomim tovim, and when it talks about the mitzvah bringing the kabbalas of the musaf, it says he crept that. And Rosh Hashanah says vasisem, you should make it. So for that darshan, it's simply make yourself into the oil. You're the oil. Okay, so then for Vav to be the oil lot, he can't have a moon. Well, he can't have a moon. I have to check how many days beforehand. 4 days beforehand. So we need to have at least 4 days of sleep. The one was to check out away from our moon. They come up by Yomim the Baker. Okay. A shliach tzibur is misate betalus b'shoshar minigamamidus avshu kadam arayan. You put on the talus even though it's before it's beginning to get light. And a mavorachalav avshu who biyagam minyuchal yarm even though it's a beggar which is for day basically. Kim shares a lot of b'yeshtei of the pasuk to misitzus kili avosim minyuches. So we've discussed this before that there are machlokes. We know that the more mitzvah drasha or risa he has to, that only bisman riya there's a mitzvah tzitzis, but not bisman riya there's a mitzvah tzitzis. So what does that mean? So that means according to Mishnah, it means if a person is wearing a garment, the four corner garment at night time, does not need to put tzitzis in. Good. Second Mishnah over there means I don't know, a beggar which is made to use as a nighttime beggar does not need tzitzis, even wherever you are. Vice versa, a beggar which is the day beggar, if you wear Belila, is kind of a tzitzis. So now a person puts on this talus in the middle of the night. The beaker talus is made to be worn during the day. That's when you normally wear it. So he puts it on in the middle of the night, it's a beggar. So according to one opinion, it's a beggar which it's a day beggar bad, so you should wear a bracha. According to another opinion, when you wear Belila, you don't make a bracha. Even a day beggar, you wear Belila, you don't make a bracha. So it's a suffix, we don't make a bracha. This is Lavush. He's a love the Lomar Loy Lahakis Atzim, the Darvash Yesh Basafi. I don't understand why we should get involved in this, doing something which possibly is Kaiv and Sitzes, and not making a bracha. That's like a weird way of doing it. I have a better idea. Okay, and Loyito, as Talas Shaloy, don't take your own Talas. But the Talas Shel Kahol, Shogam Ken Kishaloy. Don't take a Talas from the Tzibur because each person has a portion of the Tzibur. So if I just like your Talas, if it's your Talas, you have to give a bracha. The answer is borrow the Talas. But rather, Ella Yikach Talas Shechaveira, the Mizeg Chuliam and Patim Tzitzis, the Kavan, Shinoi Loi Rakul Kavan Lelik Noisa. And you're taking it to wear it, the Kavan, not because you want to gain ownership. And then thereby you'd have mitzvah tzitzis. Well, exactly what we don't want to do, get you in a suffix, whether you make doing mitzvah tzitzis without a bracha or not, which is not proper. So we say, listen, I'm an eitzah. Don't use a talus which I have a bracha on, use a borrowed talus. A borrowed talus means the mitzvah is putter gomer from tzitzis. It says, mi'ar b'kavos, kesuscha has to be your garment to be chayav in tzitzis. So it's not your garment, it's not the tzitzis. So that's the eitz. You can borrow somebody else's. Now, probably when you borrow it, normally we assume you're karnet. Over here, kavana b'dafka not. Therefore, you wouldn't be karnet. Okay. Tei Minchas is at 8:10. So that's all that here, only by Zion. That's